Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Karuna Mayi Matsuji, can you please open the window if you can, some fresh air. This is my age, what can you do? Okay, today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 3. And the verse is on the board there, and we can repeat. The title of the chapter is Lord Rishabhadev Teaching to His Sons. Yaha mayi sekrita soridarta Yane sudaham bharavartikeshu Krihesu yayat maya rati matsu Na priti yukta yavadarta syaloke Yavamayi sekrita soridarta Yanesu deham bharavartikeshu Krihesu yatatmaya rati matsu Na priti yukta yavadartasya loke Practice make perfect, Srila Prabhupada said. And it's good that we practice to sing the verse, because it is purifying for us, and that's why it is important. Okay, we do the word-for-word translation. Please repeat. Ye.
Ye.
Dos wu.
Dos wu.
Va.
Va.
Or. Mayi. And to me. Ishe. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krita Sori Dararta. Very eager to develop love in relationship with Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Madhurya, goed zo. Yanesu, two people. Dehambara Vartikeshu. Who are interested only in maintaining the body. Not in spiritual salvation. Kriyeshu, to the home. Jaya, wife. Atma, Atmaya, children. Rati, wealth or friends. Matsu, consisting. Na, not. Priti yuktaha, very attached. Yavat artaha, who live by collecting only. As much as required. Cha, and. Loke, in the material world. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Bol. Those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders. Nor are they attached to wife, children, friends, or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep the body and soul together. Please repeat. Those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They are attached to their homes. Although they may be householders, nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep the body and soul together. Jai. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Okay. Whether he is an impersonal or a devotee, one who is actually interested in advancing spiritual should not mingling with those who are simply interested in maintaining the body by means of the so-called advancement of civilization. Those who are interested in spiritual life should not be attached to homely comforts in the company of wife, children, friends, and so forth. Even if one is a grihastha and has to earn his livelihood, he should be satisfied by collecting only enough money to maintain body and soul together. One should not have more than that, nor less than that. As indicated herein, a householder should endeavor to earn money for the execution of bhakti yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakya, Advenanam. Srila Prabhupada 7.5.23. A household should lead such a life that he gets full opportunity to hear and chant. He should worship the deity at home, observe festivals, invite friends in and give them prasad. A householder should earn money for this purpose, not for sense gratification. Jai. Om Akyanati Marandasya Yanyanyana Salakya Saksuri Militam Dinatas Marshi Kudavay Namaha Vanchakalpat Rupya Cha Kripa Sindhu Pya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavyani Pyo Vaishnava Pyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padai Vishnu Pastai Bhutale Samatalokana Swami Tanamine Namo Vishnu Padai Vishnu Pastai Bhutale Samadabhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachayane Nevisesa Sunyavadi Paskachale Sadayane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I like to keep you awake, just that we were chanting sometimes a little loud. Sometimes in Srimad Bhagavatam we fall in sleep, but I hope to try to get you awake. Today Srila Prabhupada is explaining here in this purport how important it is that Srila Prabhupada is explaining even an impersonalist or a devotee who should be only interested in spiritual life. What does that mean? When we hear about an impersonalist, we are thinking, oh my God, he is only interested to merge in the Supreme Lord and become one with him. But here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that even an impersonalist is actually a devotee, because he is on the path to become slowly by slowly a personalist. And it will take a little time, but I think when we speak for ourselves, we also came in this material world from an impersonal background. We knew something about God, but we had no clue actually. When we were asking the priest in church, he was explaining that God was great and God was love and a few things more. But it was very unclear. And for you, maybe it was not so unclear, but for me, it was really unclear. And when I came in contact with Krishna consciousness, and the first book I got was a Krishna book, I went to a second-hand market in Beverwijk, and there on the marketplace, there was a Krishna book lying. And I didn't know anything about Krishna. But when I got the book in my hand, I was thinking, oh, this is interesting. Maybe this is some philosophy. And I was interested in philosophy. I didn't know what kind of philosophy, but at least there was some philosophy in my mind to looking for. I took the book, the Krishna book, and at home I start reading some pastimes from the Krishna book. And believe it or not, I could not believe that this little blue boy was God. I was shocked. I was thinking God is love and God is only great. And this was just a little blue boy. And he was fighting all the time. And I was thinking, but God is love, why is he fighting all the time? I couldn't understand anything. And finally, I put the book on the shelf. And it was standing there maybe for 3 years before I could open it up again. And that came because of the causeless mercy of the devotees. When they were visiting me at home and gave me the books of Srila Prabhupada, then finally I thought I must have something in my collection about this God. And I looked on my shelves and I found the Krishna book and I lifted it out and I showed it to the devotees and I said, is this also a book what is belong to your movement? And she said, yeah, how you came on this book? And I was explaining that I bought it on a circuit in second-hand marketplace. And she said, you see, this book was already purifying your house. And slowly by slowly, Krishna was taking care that you could come in contact with Krishna consciousness and get the explanation. Because there was some slightly little sincerity in my heart who brought the devotees to my place and to my house. And I'm extremely grateful. Because when they had not come to explain to me who is this blue boy and why he is fighting and what it actually means, then I was still maybe there somewhere in the north of Holland and the book was maybe still on the shelf and maybe I never looked in it again, you know. Dus I'm saved by the devotees. And we are all saved by the devotees. Because we come in Krishna consciousness with so many questions. And when we meet the devotee can easily answer our questions. Not because they are so learned, maybe they are. But they have the back up because they study Srila Prabhupada's books. And because of study Srila Prabhupada's books, we know some of the answers. We are not there yet that we are a pure devotee, but still we are on the way and we can maybe easily answer simple questions. When it becomes too difficult, we guide them to somebody else who knows a little more. And we are not afraid to say, I don't know, but I can ask somebody else who has studied it a little more. And in my case, many times I have to do that because I'm just a simple lady and I study Srila Prabhupada's books, but it is not sticking in so much and I forget easily. And that's why I got some treatment. I'm not a punky, meneer. I'm not a punky. I have all these things on my arms, but it is some treatment that I at least can remember a little more than before. And it takes a few months, but it will help me. Dus don't think bad of me that this Hare Krishna become punkies again. No, it is something very serious, you know. And you are a doctor, I know. Yeah? Yeah, dus this is also helping me. Next to something else. But I was thinking, I just need to explain, because when I sent an email to the tour program that in the month of September I will not doing guided tours, because I will withdraw myself a little bit from my publications and giving guided tours to public. Because when I wear this, I have to explain 100 times what it means. And that is distracting me from my service and to give the guided tour. Dus I was thinking, okay, I withdraw myself in the month of September, because sometimes it's too hot and I have to take out my sweater. And then when the people see this, they think, oh, these Hare Krishna are really strange people. What she has on her arm there. And then one who is a little bold is asking, can I ask you a question? What is there? And then again, and I have to explain, and I don't want that. But in the month of October, my dear devotees, I will be back in the tour program, and then I can hold on my sweater. Hopefully the weather outside is a little bit more cold, and then I can hold it on, and I don't have to answer all these difficult questions, you know. Dus that's a little bit why I'm sitting here like this. Now you all know what is this, and we don't have to speculate. Here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how important it is that we associate with devotees. And we all know the value of that. Sometimes, especially when we are living in a commune, sometimes there are some little difficulties, not really extreme, that we are screaming and yelling to one and another, never know. But sometimes there is some misunderstanding. We live here in Radhades with 17 different languages. We can easily have some misunderstanding because of the language. Because sometimes, if I'm coming from Holland, I'm very straight. But when you are speaking with a person from another country, it can be a little bit too much. And then we have to talk a little bit, that we don't mean it like this, and please excuse me, and then, okay, we can go on with our life. It is very important that we ask, apologize. And here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, when we are associating with people from outside, it is very difficult for people outside to apologize. Because their ego is in stake. But for the devotees, it is much more easier. We have to train ourselves, and practice make perfect. And sometimes we have to apologize for a small thing, and sometimes it is a little bigger. But when we practice and practice, it becomes better and better. Today also, it is the wonderful day of Sita Thakurani. It is her appearance day. And I will read something what is really nice I found in the database. Sita Thakurani actually is the wife of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, sorry, Advaita Acharya was a disciple of Ishvara Puri. And he was actually very close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was older. That is why on the Panchatattva picture, Advaita Acharya has a little beard. And that shows also that he is quite older than the other ones on the Panchatattva picture. Sita Thakurani was his wife. And maybe you all know, but Sita Thakurani is actually in the scriptures, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, mentioned that she is actually Mahalakshmi. Dus she is the internal consort of Lord Shiva. And Advaita Acharya is a Vishnu, and it is also Shiva. It combined. And that is Advaita Acharya. Sita Thakurani is also, in Krishna's pastimes, Purnamasi. And Purnamasi is the older Mataji in the pastimes of Krishna. And she is actually the guru of the gopis. When the gopis have some difficulty to meet Krishna, Then they go to Purnamasi, and Purnamasi is giving advice how to sneak in. And sometimes she is so much involved to take away the kopas that they don't know that Radharani is meeting with Krishna. This Purnamasi is also an older person in the pastimes of Krishna, and she's really looking after the gopis, and the gopis are really fond of her. We were just in February, I was in Ireland, and on the island, the Inash Island, they have a beautiful garden for Tulsi. And there is also Purnamasi sitting with Radharani in like a little statue. And it's very sweet. They are sitting nicely on the bench with all kinds of flowers and a little roof over their head. And they are speaking very confidential. Of course, we don't know what they're speaking, but for sure Radharani is asking Purnamasi to help her to meet Krishna somewhere. And nobody should know. Here, Srila Prabhupada also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I will read something what is really nice. I hope that I opened the right file. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here in Adi Lila. He said, on a certain moment, Advaita Acharya was a little bit disturbed that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him so much awe and reverence because he was his elder, and Advaita Acharya didn't like that at all because he knows that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he felt very much embarrassed that that happened. And he was looking for a way how to change that mood. That one day he started preaching impersonal philosophy. And finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, and he became very angry. And of course, when Lord Chaitanya becomes angry, then it means something. And it is not because he becomes angry because he is out of control. No, this has a whole purpose. It is part of the lila. He became so upset that he dragged Advaita from his seat into the country yard and began beating him. And we were thinking, oh my God, you know, the Lord here is really doing something severe to Advaita Acharya. He was beating him with his own hands. Since Advaita said that Jnana was more glorious than Bhakti, Mahaprabhu dragged him into the courtyard and began to perversely beat him in order to teach people in general. We see here how important it is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing something, it has a purpose to us. And in the beginning, we spoke already in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the impersonalist and the personalist are both going on the path. But the personalist are they are very devotional to the Lord. And the impersonalist are not there yet. They are still want to become one with the Lord. And when Advaita Acharya was preaching this philosophy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry, and he was beating him and beating him. Although she knew everything, Advaita's chaste wife and mother of the universe tried to restrain the Lord. Here, Sita Thakurani is coming in. And she was thinking, oh my God, the Lord is beating my husband. Because she still was in that mood. And she said, oh my Lord, please stop. You can kill this old man. You know, she was really trying to save her husband, you know. But Advaita Acharya, he didn't care that the Lord was beating him. He felt more and more ecstasy. Because he knew that the Lord inside knew that he was not an impersonalist, but the whole thing had a purpose. And finally, Advaita Acharya was explaining to the Lord, he said, thank you so much for beating me. Finally, I can be your servant instead of that you are always serving me. Now, finally, the rules are set. by your causeless mercy. And I was thinking, this is such a wonderful pastime. Because when we start explaining to people, also in the guided tour, that God is a person, and sometimes people are challenging us, can you show me God? And Prabhupada many times also met people who are saying, can you show me God? And Srila Prabhupada was explaining, first, you have to develop the eyes to see him and become a little humble. Then the Lord will give you the seeing that you can see him. When we go to the temple and we see the deities, for many people who are coming here, these are just dolls. And they are not really understand that the Lord is personal there. They explain to me, I see the Lord in nature, or I see the Lord in a beautiful song or classic music. I hear this is some godly music. And when I explain that God is everything, that God is also in the deity, because he is so merciful to give us the possibility to learn how to become from an impersonal person to a personalist, and that we can learn how to serve the Lord. And that's actually what we are trying to do here. And when we explain that to people, they are a little bit confused in the beginning, but later on they understand a little bit. From at least they can see that there is so much devotion. When they hear how many outfits the deity has and how many jewelry, and that we all made it here, and that it is actually Krishna's causeless mercy to give us the opportunity to become a personalist. And because of this training and because of this practicing, we can also become more and more personal with the devotees who live around with us. We can all make a little mistake. Sometimes a little word is already enough that other person is disturbed about us. But when we notice that, I had a little incident 2-3 days ago. I was cooking for the deities, and in the deity department, the tap is going very strong. I cannot open them with my hands, because actually we need a little rubber to just make the tap make everything more easy, that it is not dripping all the time. While I was going to the deity kitchen, I was trying to open the tap, and it was not working. And I was thinking with two hands trying to open the tap, but I couldn't manage. And I was thinking, oh my God, here I am, almost 70 years old, cannot even open the tap anymore in the deity kitchen. I'm really become off the road now. And I went outside, I called Prabhu, said, can you please open the tap for me that I can cook for the deities? And he also with two hands, he said, it's really fast. I said, why is that necessary? He said, yeah, because it is dripping all the time. I said, but it shouldn't drip. All the drip is going to the sink, and it's Krishna's energy. But he was helping me to use the tap. And after all, the pujari came. Very nice. And I was thinking, okay, I was not satisfied with what I had said. I said, Prabhu, you are responsible here. Who is making the tap now? It is for months already like this. And he became a little bit shy. And he was thinking, oh, Rupa Manjari is on the track. And he said, you just have to close it a little better. I said, I did, but it is not working. He got it. But the next day I saw him. And I said, Prabhu, please excuse me. Because it was my problem. I was thinking, here I am. I'm old. I cannot even open the tap anymore here. But he said, please do something on it. Because it is not nice that I have to ask from outside the Prabhu, can you please come in the deity kitchen to open my tap because I have to cook for the deities. You know, we have to clarify it up immediately. When I'm not doing that, I see this wonderful Prabhu a few times a day. I have to look him in the face. But I have still some conflict with him because I have spoken a little bit harsh to him. And I shouldn't have done that. This immediately, when I saw him as Krishna's arrangement, he just came in front of me. And I was thinking, okay, this is my choice to practice. And I apologize. And we were friends again. And I know for sure now he will repair the top. I know for sure he don't want this incident with me again. You know what I mean? It helps on both sides. But we have to make a step. And that's what Krishna is actually teaching us. From an impersonalist, we have to become a personalist. And then we can be friends with everybody. And that's here also in the purport. Even the impersonalist can become a personalist. And so many people come to visit our castle and want to see the deities and want to see the devotees. They want to see how we live and how we relate to one and another. And when we become more and more personal with people, that will attract people. And that's normal. Everyone is attractive to a person who is kind and friendly and who is a person. And who shows himself to be a person. Because we are the representative of God. We are the representative of Srila Prabhupada, who was extremely personal with everybody. And we have to follow in his footsteps. Okay, Prabhus, this was my presentation. And maybe it was a little heavy. I apologize for when the words were a little bit too straight. But we have to go to the heart. What else? We cannot go to the brain because there are already too much disturbance. Because when we speak, we have to speak to the heart. And I try to do so. When you have a question or have a comment or you want to correct me, please do so. I'm completely open for. So now I don't need my glasses anymore and I'm waiting for a reply. You all stay awake. Ha-ha! That was good. Sukumari Machaji, do you have a question? No? No? Okay. Okay. Machaji. That's good, because they have the right to stay on their path. But we don't go also in that impersonal. We stay where we are. And other people has the right to stay where they want to be. But when we are personal, people slowly by slowly, not maybe with you, but maybe the next day when they come, or maybe 1 year later when they come, they feel a little bit more comfortable. But in the beginning, people are afraid to be personal because they protect themselves with a little wall because they are hurt in the material world so many times when they became a little personal sometimes. This we have to take that in consideration. But we still stay very kind. They don't have to change to please us. Because we are already pleased. You know what I mean? Thus we are very careful. When people want to stay where they are, that's good. That's also okay. At least that's how I approach them. And that's make them very, very, very open actually. Because they trust you. They feel that you don't want to change them. They are good, they are. Because they came here, it's already very special. They could go to a pub, or to a movie, or to something else, but they came here. And that's already very special. And why they came, we don't know. Maybe someone inspired them. Maybe someone said, oh, when you go to Belgium, you have to go and to visit that castle from the Hare Krishna. This is sick, but you can look over there. Doesn't matter why they came. But the fact that they came is extremely important. Because we don't know who's coming through the gate. We don't know. Maybe Krishna will send somebody to test us. You know? Who knows? That we are very respectful for the guest. And because of that, they change and become respectful to us. They don't want to harm us. They don't want to say something nasty. There's no reason for. Because we don't become angry. That's what's very amazing to people. They say these Hare Krishnas all may always happy. They always laugh. Yeah, we don't have anything to hide. We can be completely ourselves. And we know who we are. A servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Dasanu, 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 dasanu. Not more, not less. There's also the people who come through the gate. We are their servant. How can I please you? Nice that you came. Even when it is a demon who comes to look inside, and doesn't matter. Krishna will kill all the demons, you know, but he will not kill this visitor because he knows he came to this place to maybe come rid of his demon tendency. He can change easily. But it's up to us. And many times I gave that example. My son is not on Hare Krishna. He started for 3 months and he gave it up. But he don't have to become a Hare Krishna because his mother wants it from him. No. He can do what he wants. I'm not correcting him. I have raised him on a certain point, and when he was 18, he left home and became a very big policeman with all these stripes here. But it is up to him what he wants to do with his life. He knows that certain things supposed not to do. But I'm not saying anything. And that's a test for me. Because sometimes I'm... you know, eh? But there, I'm not doing it. Because he knew. I don't have to preach to him. Maybe in the next lifetime, he picks it up again. But you don't have to become a devotee to please me. I'm already pleased, no matter what he does. I gave him on Sri Prabhupada and on Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet when I was in India in 88. And he said, my Lord, here is my son, here is my daughter. I have put them in this world. Please take care of them. And just I watch. I just look how that went. But I don't have to interfere with Krishna. But I was explaining, my grandchild is sometimes chanting Hare Krishna with his finger like this. And that's what he sees from his grandma. You know what I mean? This may be via something else. It is coming in his family. But it don't have to be with me. But we stay where we are because we know who we are. Das anu, das anu, das anu, das anu, das. Haribo! Yes, Prabhu. I was asking, you said apologizing is difficult. Why it is difficult? I will explain. It is difficult because we think, I never make a mistake. Look at him or look at her. I should never have done that. That's why we immediately judge that person. That's why it is difficult to admit that we make a mistake. Because we think that we are better than the other one. And we are not better. Make it difficult is pride. Because our mind is when she was not saying this, and when he was not doing that, and when I said, and then you cannot apologize. Because you make it yourself so big. You cannot apologize. But you have to. And when you cannot do, you become sick. Because Krishna is not tolerating when we make offenses to others or when we hurt others. Because you are seeing that person a few times a day passing by. You can say, okay, you know, I don't have anything to do with this one anymore and not with this one anymore. I used to take focus on my friends. But then Krishna will test you and then your friend is maybe offending you. You are angry. How dare I thought that you were my best friend. Krishna is arranging something a little closer by. We have to practice. Even when it's not coming completely from the heart. At least when we apologize, we get already some good reaction. This, the next time, maybe it is a little bit more easy. We are not so much afraid. And we immediately realize when we have done something wrong, wait a minute, this is part of my karma. Let me finish this up immediately before the karma becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. No, can you say it again? Yes, we always need to apologize. We can thinking, you all see how nice I am now? No, no. Because the apologize is going with changing. First apologize, then changing. Not first changing and then you don't have to apologize. That is the other way around. When it is so easy, when you are saying that it was so difficult to apologize. Prabhu, that's not going to work. According to my understanding, no, no. That you have to ask Krishna. This is a good question to ask Krishna. Pray to Krishna and ask him, why you don't have, is it necessary to apologize? Because you change yourself. Sorry, Prabhu. Even Srila Prabhupada was asking excuses from his God's brothers. He is an Uttama Adhikari. He is our Acharya. He is a pure devotee. But Srila Prabhupada was so humble that even he was asking on his God brothers, when I ever have offended you, please excuse me, forgive me. You know what I mean? Srila Prabhupada was so humble. And we have to take that in consideration. Don't think that we follow another process. First, I become pure, and then I don't have to apologize. We have to. Don't switch the philosophy. Srila Prabhupada was our example. He was doing it, and we should follow in his footsteps. Even when it is difficult sometimes, and sometimes even we don't know that we have hurt somebody or we have apologized. But it is also a responsibility from that person to let me know. Yes, Prabhu. No. And we need the mercy from the devotees. That's good. But apologize will be always there. And that feels so good. Because it is falling from your shoulders. You know, and you can look them straight in the eyes again, the person, and you can be friends again. And that's important. In the spiritual world, we are all friends. Nobody is isolated. Nobody is excluded. We are all there together. Not one person is working on himself there in the spiritual world and thinking, oh, when I'm pure, I'll come with you. No, we are all there together. And that's very nice. According to my understanding, at least I'm not there yet, but at least I try. I'm in the shower, and maybe my feet are not clean yet, but I'm still continue washing myself. And when I do something wrong, please tell me. Then I can apologize, and then I can say, sorry, Mataji, I didn't feel like that. You know, and we can say, oh, there's a little bit my nature, but that's no excuse. There's no excuse. Mataji. Exactly, yeah. And he was going through the whole universe. And he didn't get excused from anybody. And Vishnu said, you have to go back to Ambarish and ask forgiveness. And that's what he did. Because we don't twist the philosophy and think, I know better. I first become a pure devotee and then I don't have to excuse. Because you see, I'm good now. No, it's not working. Okay? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sita Thakurani ki jai.